Hello and welcome back to Skullfuck Church. If you're just tuning in, that was the conclusion of our 666-part special series with the original series originally aired on Sirius, now re-airing right here on the Sears Podcast Network, a subsidiary of the Scrod Media Group. Seriously. Next up, we have Dr. Douglas Ross, a pioneering research lead in the field of hobology. His cutting-edge insight and seemingly endless cup of project funding change has propelled his research on the unhoused to new heights. But first, get ready to pour one out for everyone's favorite hit track from the one and only meme master, Elon Musk. That's right, R.I.P. Harambe. You were too pure for this world.
And we're thinking about you.
All y'all. All y'all gorillas. We love you.
R.I.P. Harambe. Sipping on some Bombay. We on our way to heaven. Amen. Amen. R.I.P. Harambe. Smoking on some strong. And gorillas too. And we thinking about you.
All we ever do,
thinking about you. We back at the zoo, man. Thinking about you, man. Where my girls at?
We miss you. We really miss you.
Harambe, sipping on that Bombay, we thinking about you. Amen, amen. R.I.P. Harambe, we smoking on that strong. Ay, we love you, and we thinking about you.
Harambe, that strong. In the zone, we love you. That's all.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. And my name is Matt.
And I'm Ben.
Ben.
What's up, dog?
And where's BJ?
BJ is...
MIA?
No, not missing. She's... right where she needs to be, doing exactly what she needs to be doing.
God's plan. God's yep. work.
God's work. Yep. God's speed.
Mm-hmm.
Episode 830. It's 830. Hit snooze, motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
TheJamHole.com. Check it out. It's a website. Find all these episodes. And you can find other fun stuff that we do, like the Griff Tracks. I'm told probably some of our finest work. There's a Telegram chat. You can watch these live while we, you can listen to them live. Not much to watch.
No video?
I only really, and actually...
Video takes up too much.
Yeah, fuck video. Yeah. Who cares? This is radio. We're roots. Yeah. Back to the roots. Pirate mm-hmm. radio style. That's what mm-hmm. that's what the vibe is. Mm-hmm. Episode 829 will be posted sometime tomorrow. And that was a space that Rack FM, Robo in the chat here, and myself had a little spacey this morning.
You chatted with Robo?
Yeah.
About what?
I honestly could not tell you. But when it's posted tomorrow, you'll be able to take a listen. Enjoy that beautiful fucking 16-bit
audio qual. I don't even know what the fuck spaces with the pick with the buds, and then you hear episode 830, which is this one right now,
which is perfect,
and it just like it just feels right. These vibrations, these are like in tune, like a fucking sports car, just like perfection.
I agree.
Podcast perfection.
Yeah.
The only question I have right now, Ben.
Yeah.
Are you living your best life right now, Ben?
Yeah, I am.
So
this is nice.
I don't know.
Things have not been lighthearted and jovial for quite some time.
Well, and that's why we're here, you know? Laughter being the best medicine that it is. Well, the second best medicine.
Unless you got cancer.
Obviously.
That's like there's not other that great.
Better medicines, but you know. Laughter is what it is. I'm here to heal you. Heal your soul.
You're gonna baptize me out back or what?
Gonna exercise your demons for you. So
okay.
What's in America?
Yeah.
When you become a certain age.
Yes.
And I told you before the show I was going to come at you hard and stiff and I wasn't going to pull any punches. I was just going to bring it to you.
You said no lubrication.
I was going to just come all over your face with these facts.
With no lubrication.
With no lube.
Yep.
Ben.
Yep. All right.
Being an adult, it's hard, right? I get it. It is literally the least fun, hardest, most hard thing. Second most hard thing that I deal with on a day-to-day basis.
But right? When it's good, it's good.
When it's good, it's great. But when it's not, it's fucking rough.
Worse.
It's rough, ragged. It's raw.
So I see where this
it's unadulterated.
Heading. Yeah. Unfiltered, now, uncut,
it's
uncircumcised.
Tricky. It's tricky.
Yeah.
Right? So in life, I don't know where a lot of the listeners are located because this definitely is a regional sort of base thing.
Yeah.
But here in America, they like to really keep us on our toes. And when I say us, I mean
Ben.
Like the lower class, okay, right?
Yeah.
Like us poors.
Poverty.
Poverty.
Yeah.
They like to keep poverty on
at
its toes.
At an all-time high.
At an all-time high on its toes. And so as part of that, what you'll tend to deal with is your bills every month.
Yes.
They will just come out at like completely random days and times, light speed.
Yeah,
right?
Daily.
And you don't know.
Now you know.
Like, I don't know next month. I don't know what days my bills are going to be due on.
So
all I have to do is make sure that like I have enough money, hopefully, to fucking cover them.
Yes.
Because America just like throws you fucking curveballs and shit.
Mm-hmm.
In other countries, you probably like, you know what bills you have because they come out, you know, like the same time every month.
Like in France.
Exactly.
Yeah.
France, the future of finance is what people call France just because of how cutting edge they are.
And the alliteration's good too.
Right.
Yeah.
But here in America,
we don't get alliteration.
We don't get shit. We get a fucking.
Well, we get high rent.
We get bootstraps to pull ourselves up by.
Yeah.
And a fucking rug to pull out from under somebody else. You know?
A couple of legs that and kick right the fuck out from under us on occasion, too.
And if you're lucky, some like crazy genetic fucking disorders, you know? Some weird tics.
That's me.
That's me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tics.
Ticking.
So the point of all this is that how do you, as
an American,
a gig economy participant, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you fulfill all of your obligations to all the people that you're obligated to when they keep changing the days that your shit is due? Like, how the fuck?
So what you're saying,
are we supposed to deal with that?
They keep moving the goalposts.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
And pulling the rug.
They made the freaking frogs.
Sweeping the legs.
And so how do we cope?
We juggle.
We juggle.
It's a lot of plates to
we podcast.
Swirl. Right. Wait, what do they call that?
Yeah. Spin.
Spinning plates.
So
we're spinning plates.
What's the answer?
Suicide.
Another job.
More drugs.
More jobs.
overdosing.
More, well, yeah. I mean, there's many forks in many roads, Ben.
I know.
You'll come across. And you know what the shitty thing is about being here in Oregon is that even if you wanted to death by OD, you fucking can't because some fucking good Samaritan dickhead is going to come by and fucking Narcan you.
Ah.
And then what? Now I got to beat his fucking ass.
Then you got to start all over.
Yeah, like that's fucking...
You don't fight them. You just see if they'll sell you some more fentanyl.
Like, what are you doing, bros?
You know the guys with the Narcan usually have the fentanyl to sell you after.
Well, obviously.
Yeah.
Because they know you're going to be fucking feet.
They love it. Exactly.
Holy fuck.
The whole con game they got.
A whole new world.
It's probably the
people. It's wrecked. It's completely wrecked.
The cartel selling the fentanyl probably also sell the Narcan.
We got our little fucking...
Can't have the customers dying.
So you live...
Where do I live?
You moving, huh? It's like the most roundabout way to just blow up your spot.
Keep moving. So I hear you moving.
I hear you're moving on up.
Well, no, I'm just kind of a rambling man.
East side. Yeah.
I guess
yeah,
you could say I'm a bit of a king of the road.
Now, this is by choice. By your choice?
What? Trailers for 50 cents?
To move?
Yes.
This was your choice?
Yep.
Okay.
Always. Okay. It's always my decision.
Yeah?
Not really.
No, was your decision to read the eviction notice and then be like, well, my time here is done, boys. Yes,
that's right. But instead of...
Ben!
I had options.
Ben, okay. I'm sorry to have to be the one to do this.
There's checks and balances in life, Matt.
There's certain things that you can depend on.
Yeah.
There are knowns, there are unknowns,
taxes
there are known
and
knowns
death.
And unknown unknown knowns, right? Taxes and death. Now, bills.
Yeah.
I'm curious in your mind at what point
I was paying bills.
Were you like, you know,
except for the most important bill.
The flow in is not equal to or greater than the flow out.
Right.
Now, at what point were you like, huh?
I would say
I should do something else, but rather you doubled down.
No, I did not.
And you just kept door dashing and blowing me off when I wanted to podcast. You know how much it's costing me right now to podcast with this guy?
It's
$300.
Not.
I literally had to pay him what he thought in his delusional ass mind he was going to make.
So just so everybody knows, I'm a professional.
I'm a professional voice acting, door dashing.
Not only that, but
badass.
I'm a great negotiator. I didn't even have to do anything.
We started at $50. Somehow he walked out with $300.
And then I went and door dashed anyway.
And then he fucking shows up late anyway. So fuck me, I guess. But like... At what point were you just like, I got to switch this up?
Well, that's the thing is that
you're still door dashing.
Everything was
so
everything was going smooth.
Till it wasn't.
Until about day 50. When I said, this is not sustainable.
This is not going smooth.
I went to one concert. I realized things were really going downhill.
What was the
I threw in the towel?
The tip.
The tip.
What was the alert? What tipped you off that this is not.
Well, the fact that
working out,
the fact that rent was late.
Interesting.
As soon as rent was late.
Month after month after month.
No. It's not quite like
not
that.
Not bad. Okay.
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 There's a long sob story here involved.
Yeah. It's sad.
Is that what we want to go into?
Well, not necessarily.
There's one thing led to another.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because it wasn't just you.
There's a lot of factors involved in the last 12 months for sure.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. Fair enough. But
I mean,
you had ample time to like reset or not really?
Well, I kind of just kept getting my legs swept.
I'm sorry. I'm not laughing at you.
But you know,
dopest reference.
I just got to say, like, sometimes you work for a guy for 3 weeks straight, and he says, I can't pay you for another 2 months.
Who does that?
I can think of one person.
Well, but why?
I don't know why they did it.
You literally have...
And I told them to F off eventually.
You have the easiest thing to sell that makes money, and you are.
What is it? My wiener?
Breaks my heart.
What?
Breaks my
heart. Selling art?
No, no, not you, them.
Oh. Like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It literally sells itself, you know?
Right.
Like, yeah. That, it breaks my heart, you know?
That part is sad, yeah.
It is not great.
But after that, I had an issue with another person that was supposed to be participating in the bills. I'm not going to name names.
No, please don't.
Definitely not going to.
Unfortunate.
And that did not pan out as well. No, and all of this kind of collided at once. Before you know it, it's October and Halloween.
Ugh.
Everybody loves Halloween.
And
trick-or-treating, going to Taco Bell, getting diarrhea for a few days.
That's fun, huh?
That is Halloween.
That's
right?
Oh, yeah.
It's where you drive around the campus and there's whores everywhere.
Yeah.
Getting Taco Bell.
What's up, witches?
Yeah, exactly.
It's classic. Yeah. And
before you know it, there's just a trail of diarrhea.
That is...
such as life.
So what's the, you're doing art, you're doing what you want to do, not what other people want you to do.
Kind of, yeah.
And like, what's next for you?
What is next for me?
Besides our couch. Let's say, fast forward to whenever BJ gets back.
Yeah.
And you're forced to go back into the garage, which I should forewarn you, that's kind of become her domain. She's
got her, like, or what?
Her sewing machine in there. She like, that's her jam. Well, that's her, even though she has the rest of the fucking downstairs, she also.
But she only uses the couch.
I know.
So I think it'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know what? Now that you got Nanny Ben in the house, I could start vacuuming.
There's certain things that definitely make me smile when I hear
it's
the words Nanny Ben.
Now it's like you got two wives.
That's great. The Stepford fucking sisters over here.
The
like just making my life better. You know what? I'm all about that.
Yeah.
How do you feel about threesomes?
About wives? I never had a good threesome.
Yeah, they're a good threesome is hard to come by.
I've only had one bad threesome.
Really?
Yeah. It was me and another guy.
Oh, yeah.
And then a girl.
He tried to get in the butt, huh?
No.
He tried to... No?
No.
That's usually where things go wrong.
No, that didn't happen. It started out bad, and it continued to get worse until I left the room.
Let you
I'm just letting everybody
bask
know.
In it?
You know how it goes. You think, oh, mm-hmm, a threesome, mm-hmm, it's going to be me and two chicks, but mm-mm, then it's just you and another guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then the chick,
and that guy just wants to like sit in the chair in the corner and just watch.
Yeah, it's yeah. Ugh,
anyway,
is that a threesome where the guy just watches?
It's more of a cuckold sitch, I think.
Yeah, that's not a threesome.
Yeah, different. Yeah. Same but different.
Hmm.
So
sounds nice. Who's this gentleman?
Well, that's Joe.
Okay.
Yeah, every now and again you'll see a picture. That's a Joquan there.
Yeah,
that's a face swap between Doquan. And Joe.
Interesting.
Yeah.
He looks like he would some kind of informational, educational video or something.
That's what he wants you to think. Funny you say that. He is a teacher, oddly enough.
Yeah, but he looks like you would be watching him on a screen if you were going through like induction at Best Buy for 6 hours.
Yeah.
And he'd be explaining how to deal with customers.
It looks like he couldn't teach his way out of a wet paper bag, and so he was banished to call center magazine subscription hell. Thank you. Have a good day. Oh, Joe. Joe's cool. Usually.
Sorry, Joe.
I
didn't mean to be a dickhead. But you did look great. It's also weird that that's a slide on your phone.
Is this... He just like, oh, it is a treat. Just a random piece of fucking goodness. You know, you never know. My phone slideshow is like a box of chocolates.
You never know what you're
never ever know.
Yeah.
So
could be Joe. Could be Falf.
Could be some titties.
Could be
my dick. I mean, you never know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
well,
you know, Ben, it's good. I'm
happy I'm not dead.
I don't want to say I'm glad to have you back, but I'm glad that you're back under my watchful eye where I can be sure that, you know, you're eating properly, you're taking care of yourself, you're wiping your butt. Well, you know, all the things, mm-hmm. making sure that you're doing them. Mm-hmm. And
you're like my nurse.
It's full circle. You're my nanny. I'm your nurse.
This is hospice.
I'm your advisor. We're both in hospice with our DNR tats. You know, we're ready.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. This one is called School Apologizes for Assignment Asking Fifth Grader, mm-hmm. to, quote, pretend to be a white slave master. Okay. Mm. A lot to unpack there. That's Pennsylvania.
Yep.
Somerset County. Yeah. Interesting. Mm. A couple parents there, they say they were surprised to find what they say is an alarming assignment. Yeah. It's one way of putting it. Mm-hmm. Brought home by their fifth grade daughter last week. Conemaugh Township elementary parents Shannon and Kenneth Poole say their daughter brought home an assignment last week instructing students to, quote, pretend to be a white master looking to buy a slave.
Oh, boy.
Now, are we talking like computer hard drives, like master slave sitch? Because that's a stretch. I know. I shouldn't even be trying to.
Is this a bondage?
No.
Okay. I don't know what's happening.
They're in RAID configurations for like web servers and shit for hard drive. I know.
Nerd jargon.
I
don't know what it means.
Their settings and they're called slave and master or whatever the fuck. Anyway.
No one's as smart as you.
You know, it's tough.
You should walk into situations knowing this. But.
Oh, it's good to have you back.
Yeah.
On Thursday morning, we got an assignment in our daughter's schoolwork folder, and it was basically a colored in worksheet that was titled Auctions, Winnings to the Highest Bidder. Oh. And it was an assignment wherein the fifth graders were supposed to portray slave masters and identify what qualifications they wanted in their slave.
What qualifications are you looking for in a slave?
I was just about to ask you the same thing. Okay. Interesting. I suppose.
We're all getting canceled.
Can we talk about this?
I don't know.
I don't. You know what? Touchy. I only have one.
Yeah.
Freedom.
That's the perfect answer.
Thank you.
That's actually the only answer.
Thank you. The only.
I'll buy a slave as long as they're free.
Yeah, they
wait,
have.
Wait,
have
I to mean, as long free, as well, they're free.
You're gonna give
not,
me one. No,
as in payments free,
bro.
That's what I'm saying. I like free slaves.
Holy fuck! I like to free the slaves.
Exactly
is what I meant.
Right.
So, what qualifications? Oh, just that they're white.
Grammar's really important in this situation.
I have a few qualifications. They need to be white.
Mm-hmm.
Between the ages of, like, let's say 21 and 40, I guess.
40 seems a little old.
Well, there's different things. You know, like Mr. Belvedere?
Well, think about, you're 40.
Yeah.
Let's say you're 40.
Thanks for bringing that up for me to think about.
Do you think a master wants to buy you?
No.
In terms of physical labor.
No. I mean, I could type. Like, are we typing fucking hate letters to what's
called?
You
are the most viable then. You're a good purchase.
Holy fuck. No buyer's remorse here.
What are you at? 92 words a minute?
Oh, bro, I'm so fast.
Are you like 120 now?
On the telegraph? I'm just like... Dee, 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 dee.
And now it's just with the thumbs.
Oh, God. Now I just close my eyes and enter the matrix itself and just create a language real quick to use.
You're like an Elon monkey.
Elon Muskie.
Yep.
The pools say the assignment asks the students to draw and describe the living quarters as well as the various scenarios that would occur on a plantation.
Mm-hmm.
They say their daughter lost points when she wrote that she would, quote, treat the slaves nicely.
Hmm. You lose points for that?
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess not realistic. I don't know, what kind of slaves are we talking? What kind of school are we talking about here?
What kind of fucking assignment is this?
Fucking West Point? I don't know. Quote, I don't think that we should be teaching our fifth graders or putting them in the frame of mind of what it's like to own another human or what qualifications hypothetically you would want in them. I mean, hypothetically, you know, it's a thought experiment.
Right.
I mean, come on.
I mean, it's a little.
Yeah.
It's a little risque for a fifth grader.
Now, is this...
I barely want to talk about it as a full-grown adult.
As a full-grown white-ass male.
Yeah.
Now, is this kind of what we were discussing earlier about AI and, like, people just using it for everything and then not checking anything and right. then you get a lesson like this?
It's like, you got to have the AI... Fuck. Proofread the AI's work
Fuck,
before
bro.
You email it out.
That's yeah. Too many uncontrolled layers mm-hmm. happening in between
we need fail
human
saves.
Interactions. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Too many. Wait, fucking tone that shit down.
Mm-hmm.
The pool said they contacted the teacher and principal, but they say that the school officials were initially unwilling to remove the assignment or apologize. In response, doubling down, huh?
Yeah, they doubled
is this,
down.
Are we Irish? Is this Dublin? Doubling down, son. In response, the couple says they took to social media. Because where else are you
2024,
go?
Baby.
I mean, where else are you going to go?
Yeah.
It's literally...
We'll take this to the people's court.
To the... For Reddit. Judge Judy, ma'am.
Yeah.
I know when you're done, I know you're very busy.
Yeah.
You mind popping on over slaves? And when you used to own slaves, what would you look
like,
for?
What was your favorite color?
What what sort
Jeez,
of
that's
traits?
Gonna get camp.
Ben, bro.
I'm sorry.
Ben, bro.
It's not good to have me this tired and talking about slavery.
I feel it. I feel it. I didn't even, I mean.
There's times when I talk on the yeah. damn hole where I'm like, dude, I'm surprised I'm not getting lynched in public most
Holy
of the
fuck.
Times.
Hey, you're that guy from the, nope.
Nope.
Sure am not.
Uh-uh.
So I get that a lot, though.
Lucky for me, my voice always changes no matter where I'm at.
Why not teach Smith-like here in the comments 10 hours ago says, why not teach the simple fact that every human on Earth, regardless of race, is the descendant of both slaves and slave owners?
Well, that's not true.
Colonized and colonizers,
nope.
Peasants and aristocrats.
Yep.
Without endless division and bizarre transgenerational victimhood. Whoa, microaggression, bro. Check it. apparently, the left has nothing else to offer. So thank you for that, Smith Mike, in the comments.
On this article.
Oh, my God. ABC 7 News in the...
What is the next comment
just
says?
Just showing up. Monty 6989 says, inquiring minds must know. Monty. It's inquiring minds want to know. Come on, get it right.
Is that true?
Is there a description of the teacher who signed off on the curriculum that included this assignment from the beginning?
Mm.
That is an interesting question.
Yeah, who typed this curriculum up to begin with?
And was like, yeah, no, it looks good. Print it.
Send it.
What? Like, when was the last time your curriculum was updated? You yeah. know, like 1920? I mean, what's... Fuck. So
what if this
America
was, yeah.
I need like a breather after that. Goodness gracious.
I know. Getting canceled.
How you doing,
awful.
Ben? How's work been going? You good?
Doing good.
Nice.
Doing great.
Sorry.
I'm not a slave. I just thought I don't know why I yelled that just now.
Yeah, you know, different the Stroke. More things change, the more they slave
Stay
the same.
Same.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What else do we got here? Ooh. Fresh defeat in the Lords over Rwanda bill. What is this? You sneaking in fucking
yeah, what is this?
Politics? What the fuck?
BBC.
The House of Lords has inflicted fresh defeats on the government over its flagship Rwanda bill.
Mm-hmm.
Is that like the hotel?
Mm-hmm.
I'm very confused.
Isn't that a movie?
Seven proposed changes, including a provision to ensure due regard for domestic and international law, were passed by peers.
Mm-hmm.
MPs will now have to vote on the bill again, delaying the passage of the bill until after Easter.
Mm-hmm.
The legislation aims to revive the government's plan to send some asylum seekers to Rwanda. All right. Let them. I mean, is that, are we okay with that?
I don't quite understand.
Where else are you sending them? The scheme is central to the Prime Minister's pledge to stop the boats. Oh, we got boat problems.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Got to stop those boats as it seeks to deter people from making the dangerous journey across the channel.
Mm. What channel?
Fox.
Yeah. The CNN.
No idea.
I thought it was the English
Robo
channel.
Probably knows. He like keeps up on shit like this. I really don't.
He seems
I,
like a history buff.
Oh, yeah. He's a good one. I don't even know how that shit like got into
House
here.
Of Pickles.
Google probably. Oh, the English channel.
Ah.
Uh-huh.
Is that what you said?
That's what I said.
I thought, yeah.
Fox. Stop it.
Why? What the English channel? What does that have to do with Rwanda?
They're going there.
Ah.
And going to England? I honestly, I have no idea.
That's where the party's at.
This, I think, was meant for a different podcast. I don't know how it got slipped into our fucking mailbox, but,
copy-pasted the wrong thing.
I'm going to power through it just because I'm a fucking professional, and that's what we do.
You're staying on topic, though.
Yeah, you know.
With, like, the racism and the slavery.
There we go.
Yeah.
I try to bring the total package each and every episode, so... another change to exempt individuals who have supported the UK armed forces overseas from deportation to Rwanda, which was proposed by Labour peer Lord Brownie. The bill must now return to Commons in a process known as ping pong.
His name is peer Lord Brownie.
You guys ping pong? Fuck. What the fuck? This is fucking retarded.
This is definitely real?
Like, is this real?
I don't know.
Wow.
I'm like too loopy to know what this is talking about.
We remain focused on not letting anything happen. We hope lordships recognize it's time to let this bill pass so we can continue to stop the boats. Sink the boats. I mean, save lives. Thank you. Labour's Yvette Cooper, the Shadow Home Secretary, said the Rwanda scheme was a, quote, failing farce. Hmm. Much like... all things in life. It is just wrecked.
Just another farce.
If the conservatives were ready to implement this, they would be bringing the bill back to complete the remaining stages next week and get on with it. But because they're a bunch of fucking pussies, but because their plans aren't ready, they've decided to delay the bill as well so they can try to blame everyone else for the chaos they've created and the fact that they have not got a proper plan.
Mm.
Well, join the club.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the new thing.
What the fuck?
They're sending everybody from the south up to the north.
For what?
For no plan. Didn't you hear about this?
For no apparent reason. Fantastic.
Well, that out.
Go where you want. Who cares, right? We're all fucking citizens of this planet, right? Like, who gives a shit?
Now you're talking like a globalist.
Oh, I'm a fucking
a borderless freak world.
Whatever. Yeah, I mean, is that the way to go?
I don't know. It depends on how much you like to mix your stuff.
Mm-hmm. I like my stuff all kinds of mixed.
You like it all mixed up?
I like it all mixed up.
Yeah.
Don't know what to do.
What's the best mix?
Yeah, I don't know.
Highs and lows.
Find out. Tune in next week when we bring you the best mix. I don't know. Fuck. This is interesting. So, you know how we're populating our skies with drones.
Yep.
I mean, you can't go outside without
being seen.
Yeah, or like
all the time.
Just attacked by these things. They're everywhere. Mm. Some have a mind of their own. Some
have heat seeking missiles.
Also, I've read some have
radar.
AI.
Yep.
and are not really controlled by humans anymore. They're kind of like these rogue
robots,
like sleeper cell. No, they're they're just like out there hanging out, yeah. You know, birds out there hanging out. Mm-hmm. They're not real. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's all just.
It's a big shit show.
And NBC is just, I mean, on, yeah, applaud, a round of applause, really, to NBC for just, like, staying on top of it, you know?
As far as the drones go?
As far as just news goes.
Yeah, news is good, yeah.
Several on-time relaylers, put me down. Several online retailers and drone technology companies are marketing the sale of radio frequency jammers.
Fuck.
As drone deterrence on or privacy tools, sidestepping federal laws that prohibit such devices from being offered for sale in the U.S.
I'm just going to stick with my tinfoil hat.
U.S.
I mean, aluminum foil hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that stuff like the Flipper Zero? The no. Flipper? Have you seen the Flipper?
No, what is that?
It's kind of dope. It's like a little fucking device that's probably banned here. And it just has like different antennas and shit. And it has actual software. Like, let's say hypothetically, if your phone came with an app that let you like sniff other fucking...
Phones.
Phones, yeah. For
phone sniffer.
Lack of a better example.
Okay.
Let's say your phone was a phone sniffer. All right. That's what this thing does, basically.
Sniffs so out you the can, phones.
If you're, let's say, hypothetically, if you're driving down the road and you see a garage door open, one of the automatic garage doors, you could use the flipper to just sniff those fucking packets.
Oh, you mean to just open up the and garage
then,
door?
And then it knows what signal? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because none of this shit was created with any sort of security in mind. It's just the security was the fact that nobody could get devices that were like...
Could stop it.
Able to do this shit.
Oh, I see.
And it just, it's been that way forever, ever since.
And now it's like a retail thing.
And now somebody's like, we should sell these. And now they're like,
Amazon.
None of this is secure. Like, look at all of the signals just
surrounding us.
Yeah, like all day, every day, nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your fucking car start frequency. Here's your garage. I just like took your life over. With Flipper Zero, except if I lived in Canada, because then I couldn't get one.
Why?
Because Canada decided to blame this outbreak of like Kia and Hyundai cars being stolen.
Mm-hmm.
They decided rather than to like put any sort of legit responsibility on any company or whatever, they just decide to ban the device.
Oh, okay.
So
that's kind of smart,
I guess. Is it?
Those Mounties out there, they'll fuck what? You up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Man.
Yeah.
On the horses?
Oh, yeah. The Royal Canadian Mounted
Police.
Oh, yeah.
They love getting mounted.
They love mounting.
Mounting.
Mounting a full-scale frontal.
Yeah, they're mountainous.
Radio frequency jammed attack. What the fuck?
This is nuts.
Radio frequency jammers are devices that interfere with communication systems, usually by sending out competing radio signals to confuse nearby electronics.
So we got to get one of these.
Decade. I want one kind of bad.
How much are they?
I know, I'm going to want a couple $100. Yeah. I don't know.
We can get like 4 of them.
Yeah. And then just like put them everywhere and just sniff all the things.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I like the way this one smells. Let's go, boys.
But like, what's the point? We're just to intercept people's sex messages?
Pen test your security, I guess. I don't know. What is the point of any of this fucking tech, you know?
We want to intercept people's
flipper
messages.
Do right? you have the I need the specific app that lets you here we go. How much is this bad motherfucker?
$10,000.
10 G no.
They're probably like $40.
$169.
That's reasonable.
Yeah, you know, I mean.
So what, then you can just steal people's information?
Then I...
That's the whole point?
Don't say that. No, I don't know.
I mean, borrow their
Flipper
information.
Flipper Zero, here, from the website. Flipper Zero is a portable multi-tool for pen testers and geeks in a toy-like body.
Great.
Oh, yeah. Nothing I... It's...
This sounds like a hacker tool a that's extremely dangerous.
It's literally a Leatherman for your...
For digital.
Phone. Yeah, for... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you're picking up on the frequencies around the neighborhood.
Yeah, ideally.
And then what do? You compete those back into what?
And then you come back when they're at work and you use your Flipper Zero to open their garage door. Bada bing, bada boom.
Turn on their
in.
Tesla.
You're in.
Back on out.
No, dog.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Turn on their TV.
Allegedly.
Okay, okay. No. Oh, I see.
I don't know.
We shouldn't brainstorm about it's criminal activity,
dope,
should
though.
We?
Like, the more I read about it, the more I kind of want one. Not gonna lie. Just like, I don't know. Do I want to be on those lists that bad?
I mean, we're on the list.
Well, we're definitely on the list, but...
Especially now that you're looking it up on Amazon.
Oh, stop it. Weird. Amazon sells these, you guys.
Of course.
Cool. It's just like a box of fucking cookies or some shit. So, yeah, you know, jamming. We jamming.
Yeah.
Is this... I don't think this is what Bob had in mind when he wrote that song. No. Okay. Well, how's your... Sorry.
Jesus. I've been listening to a lot of Bob and Damien.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Never really my thing. I don't know.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
I could definitely see why it's really annoying.
Yeah.
But if you like it, you like it.
I mean, I'd say really... It's just not my thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
I can handle some Bob.
Yeah.
I think.
Damien's the younger one.
Yeah.
I'm in the sun.
I mean, I can handle whatever I need to. I just, it's not something I actively reach for. And I'm like, hey, I should listen to this, you know? So, all right. Let's see. Flipper.
That Flipper tech.
There was actually, look how fucking smooth these transitions are. Gizmodo had an article on the Flipper following banned Flipper Zero creators say they're being scapegoated for car thefts.
Why? Because they made the perfect tool to steal cars with?
Maybe your cars should be a little more secure than just like yelling the fucking secret 4-digit code, like yelling it to the car, you know, like...
Right.
They were just banking on the fact that like nobody would fucking come
even
up
notice.
With an easy to use named after the dopest dolphin ever.
Flipper.
Right?
Yeah.
Flipper. Fuck.
What's the name of the dolphin from the Miami Dolphins?
Flipper. Oh, laces out. Snowflake.
Yeah. Ah!
God, I can still remember things.
That's
man.
Crazy.
I'll tell you what. It's a glorious fucking feeling when it does.
Mm-hmm.
This week, the multi-tools developers, they published a statement on their site arguing that they have been unfairly singled out as the hacker Boogeyman.
It's a great name.
Boogeyman. They should come out with another one instead of calling it the Flipper. Flipper Zero. We'll call it the Michael Myers, the Jason Voorhees.
Oh, yeah.
Just different. Oh, God.
Chucky.
Not all my ideas are good, you guys. And I can accept that. Hacker Boogeyman behind Canada's car theft problem. They also urge web users to sign a petition denouncing the proposed Flipper ban. We believe, this is a quote, we believe that proposals like this are harmful to security and slow down technological progress. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
They are usually made by those who do not really understand how security works and will do nothing to solve the car theft problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's spot on. Spot the fuck on. In February, the Canadian Prime Minister, of Public Safety's office said it would pursue, quote, all avenues to ban devices used to steal vehicles by copying the wireless signals for remote keyless entry, such as the Flipper Zero. So, you know, like, just because people have the, like, if you ban those, the signals are still there.
They're all floating around. So you just got to like, build a new device.
You're attacking the wrong side, you dumb fuck. Oh, yeah, it's so amazing. I love 2020.
So what's the answer? Stop stealing cars?
No, fucking secure your shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why are you just...
Yeah, you got to encrypt it.
You got to secure your shit, dog.
We just got to get the criminals to stop stealing cars.
I think at some point, they got the thing to work, and they were like, oh, my fucking God, this shouldn't even work, but it does. All right, don't change it. And then, like, it just...
No, let's sell it on Amazon.
And here, yeah, and here we are.
How many cars have been stolen so far?
Oh, so many. Let's see.
Hundreds of
millions. How many? Whoa, caps lock.
How many cars have been stolen by Flipper?
Car thefts? Thefts?
Yes.
Attribute. Oh, look. Google new. Attribute to Flipper. Here we go. Survey says, ooh, AI generation. According to KissFM1053.com. I mean, that's...
What is that, a radio station in California?
Jira with Dingo and the baby!
Yeah, yeah, totally.
There's no evidence that Flipper Zero has been linked to any car theft.
Oh, cover up, huh? How much did I pay Google to put that at the top of the list?
Okay, is the AI, dog? Generative AI is experimental.
Yeah, but Flipper went to Google and was like, hey don't tell them the truth.
Can we experiment too with y'all?
We need for you guys to say nothing's been stolen.
We need for you to let us experiment and change our fucking whole ride up here.
What a bunch of
dicks.
Yeah.
Canadian dicks, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
That's so funny.
I never heard of this thing before.
The Flipper? Oh, man, it's dope. I've been fucking ever since I, like, looked it up. Like, Leatherman size, I guess?
Gotcha.
And different styles.
And it just lets you, different sizes. Just lets you look at all
just
the different...
look at the things.
Yep, all the different frequencies.
What's on this one? What's on this? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, there we go.
I mean, what would you try to steal if you had one of those?
I don't think it's, for me, it's not so much like I need something, so I'm going to attain it this way. It's more of like, what can we do with it?
That's, or to like look at.
Yeah, it was the same thing as like back in the day, people running around with Backtrack and like hacking people's web fucking Wi-Fi. It was something to do because you could do it. Yeah. There was no point. You weren't like gaining anything except I guess maybe practice, you know, your own pen testing.
What, that's what I've heard from all the hackers, like, that they just like to try to do shit just to see if they can do it. Yeah,
exactly. That's the whole hacker ethos.
So it's curiosity killed the cat.
Curiosity hacked your fucking
Honda. Curiosity got you the FBI job.
Curiosity stole your Kia fucking Seltos. All right. I'm fucking sweating. Let's get out of here.
All right.
All right. Email info@thejamble.com, thejamble.com, that's the website. Check it out. Voicemail line for you, 406-204-4687. Leave us a message. I'll play it on the next episode. Definitely come hang out in the Telegram throughout the week. We're just chilling there. And, you know, let's all hold hands and manifest.
Kumbaya.
Let's manifest some thoughts and prayers and let's send them fucks right over to
me. To Hakuna Matata.
To Ben's Hakuna Matatas and also to BJ.
She needs the Hakuna Matatas too.
Oh, look at you. Look, namaste, motherfucker.
I'm thinking outside of myself.
I appreciate that.
I just remembered that she might be having a difficult time. And then we need to be supportive.
Yeah, that would be nice.
And that's going to be me babysitting by playing Mario Kart 64 about 10 hours tomorrow.
You want to go jam some Mario Kart? All right. Thanks for listening, y'all. Peace. Peace.
There's this principle in like Taoism. There's this principle in like Taoism where it's just like the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, like just inevitably it kind of starts to happen. There's this principle in like Taoism. Taoism, where it's like the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, inevitably it kind of starts to happen.
Chirping on the bird app, listening to nerds flap, wondering why the fuck my timeline's so cursed. It's like everybody's holding heavy bags in Web 3. That's why they can't fly, they just drowning in the bird bath, fishing for some dry powder. Watch how we ignite the tower, blowing up their bank accounts, forgetting how to fight the power. Y'all don't even realize how deep this shit goes. They preach an open source, but don't listen to the code, and now it's mutiny, community, uprise. There's no more humility, futility, plus size. Motherfuckers leaking from the wrench down to the bare metal. Which side of the line you bleeding out on when the dust settles? Motherfucking west side shit, needle and noose. Sticking with my armory, Yambato and Bruce. Repping psychedelic artistry, believing the truth. Like these motherfuckers even need a reason to sue? GM fam.
Worth all the effort? Is it really worth all the fighting? Is it really worth all the drama? And the answer, I think, is a clear no.
We started using Zoom, now we finna zoom out. Teaching all these plebidites what this game's really all about. Little baby bitches when they choose to have fits. All you're left with is kibble when you lose all them bits. And that kibble's just sawdust, the shit is all rust. Not a great look, you're what we'd call all nuts. And I for one did not see that coming. Cracking open books, yo, that's a lot of money. Meanwhile, over here rewiring features. More critical thinking, less knee-jerk. More evolution, less shit. Coin preachers pretending to be teachers, y'all just predatory leeches. I mean, please, just look at the track record. A bunch of VC rat fucks sucking up the cheddar. The recipe is two steps, rinse and repeat. Now we all in your butts and we bring in receipts. GM fam, have a seat.
If you're listening to this, my plea to you would be like, don't have to take a side on it. Just say like, is it really worth this war of attrition? It might cost us a lot more than what can be gained by like fighting this to the bitter end. And sometimes it's better to just like move on.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam, the Jam, the Jam Hole.com.